top mistakes and lessons. What would you have done differently if you could think back for the last couple years in your business? What would you have done differently? Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's The Success Codes podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Van Fleet, and I am so excited you joined me today because I am going to talk about one of my favorite things, mistakes and lessons. And next Sunday, April 7th, is my 53rd birthday. Yes, 5-3. And I'm really celebrating this year big time. It's kind of this crazy play on the 3 and the 5 because I'm on my 3.5 life and I'm a 3.5 profile in human design. So I'm going to do some play. And it really came to me to make this a mini series with this podcast being about the mistakes and the lessons. And then next week's podcast being about the wins. And because I have so much to share, which cracks me up, it's going to be more than just the podcast. So you want to make sure we're connected on Instagram, Melinda_Van Fleet. You want to make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, Melinda Van Fleet, on LinkedIn, Melinda Van Fleet, Facebook, Melinda Van Fleet. Because I'm going to be sharing nuggets and other things on the other platforms throughout these next 2 weeks. Because, again, I have so much to share that I can't just do it in podcast. I'll be sitting listening forever. And I do not like long podcasts. That is just truly not my thing, right? Obviously, I don't even have an intro. I don't even have, like, music. I'm like, let's get to the chase, people. I don't want to hear your minute and a half intro. It drives me crazy. So I tend to be someone who fast forwards through people's intros. I'm personally not a fan. So anyhow, I've said that before. I'll say it again, and I stand by that. So I like to dive in and get to it. And one of the things that's super important about human design in my profile, and if you don't know what human design is, I'm going to put a link in the show notes for a podcast I was just on and posted about in my content with Lucy Dutton, and it's a high performers podcast, and I talk a lot about human design, and there's a lot of information out there. It's on my website. I have a whole page on human design. I've talked about it before on and off, but just in case you're new to listening to this podcast and you've never heard about what human design is, you know, definitely fill your boots. There's a ton of content out there, and it is something that I learned about in 2020. It was life-changing, and it's something I use in my coaching practice, not only for myself and how I relate to others, but also if you work with me one-on-one, it's just included. So you can schedule a reading, or if we work together one-on-one, it's just included. Like, I really want people to, if they're open to it, if you're not open to it, like, no worries. But if you're open to it, I really, I get excited, honestly, like diving into someone's body graph and then being able to constantly like embody it and going back to it like, oh, this makes sense then. I can see why this is showing up for you, or where this block is, or where this pattern is, or how you are. Like, it really makes sense when you bring it back into human design. So with that being said, my profile is a 3-5, which is the martyr heretic. And what that means in layman's terms is I am created by the universe, by God, by design, by the divine to try things, literally, like experimenting, trying things. I try this, I try that, I try this. And it doesn't always work out. And these are lessons. Someone may say mistakes. Sometimes I do say mistakes, and I'm okay with that. Like, no one needs to be telling me to change my language out there. And I teach from that lens. So it is very much a teacher profile. And that's how I feel in my body, too. Like, I teach. I want to help people. And my mistakes and lessons is part of that process. So it was just really fitting to me that this came to me as an idea this morning on my walk, actually, where I was like, oh my gosh, that makes sense. I can make this like a whole thing. I wasn't listening to any content. I was just like looking around and and looking at the trees and the stars. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can make this like a whole series and really encourage people to connect with me on these other platforms. Again, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. And I will be sharing more as we go on. And why should you care? Like, I think that's just such a good marketing hat. Whenever you do something, you should think, you know, why should she care? And for me, like, why should you care about what I'm sharing is because I can save you some time and money and frustration and mind loops. And maybe you felt shameful about something. Maybe you felt embarrassed about something. Like, to know you're not alone, to have validation is like one of the most freeing things ever. Like, seriously, I have been part of coaching containers, coaching groups, sometimes just because the coach validates something I had going on in my head as a mind loop. And it's not necessarily that I was learning from the coach. It was more of that something she said like meant, oh God, I'm so glad I'm not alone. And the feeling, especially if you are a coach in or an entrepreneur and you're solo entrepreneur, like you can really feel alone. Like it can be a very lonely space. And again, sometimes we have things going on in our head that we are embarrassed about. We feel shameful. We feel guilty. Like all of those emotions are things that bring down your energy. So I'm really hopeful that in this podcast series and in my content, if you see something that resonates with you and you're like, oh my gosh, I had this happen to me once and I still think about it once in a while and I still feel embarrassed and I still feel like guilty. Like I hope this helps you to free those things up. And often too, sometimes like you'll hear a story and you'll be like, well, that's kind of interesting. And it may not be something you need today, but it may be something you need in a year. And you'll be like, oh my God, I remember when that crazy blonde chick, Melinda, was talking about that on her podcast and holy crap, now it happened to me. Now I get it. Now I see it. I'm so glad I'm not alone, right? So just having that sense of like comfort and again, since it's you're just not alone out there, like really, we all go through so many things together. We're reflections of each other. We're puzzle pieces to each other. And the more that we embrace that as a collective, the better you're going to feel. Like truly the better you're going to feel. And you'll have less things that are just like festering in your body. Like the amount of people that are sick, the amount of people that get disease, the amount of people that look tired, that have excessive weight gain, you know, lines and things on their face and skin. Like these are things from just energy that can be like worked on, that can be removed. So again, if my podcast series, if all this content really helps you to free up some of that, that's just such a big win. And I'm like super excited and grateful for my pain. I had a networking call with a LinkedIn coach last week and he was so funny. He said that he didn't feel that a coach that was 30 or 35 years old had had enough pain. And I actually completely agree with that. It's not that he was saying there are bad coaches, and I don't think there are bad coaches because I just think that the right people find the right people. But I also do know that at 53, I've had a lot more pain than someone who is 30. It's just a fact. It's just a fact. And yeah, there you go. So we're going to try to break this up into three things for this podcast. And again, if I miss a little nugget, check out my content and I'll probably circle back because I took a little notes, but I'm not someone who scripts anything. So I tend to just kind of fly and see what comes through me as a channel. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is super important. And I'm also sharing these because these are also things I'm seeing out there. So another reason, like, why should you care? It's because mistakes and lessons I have had or have made, however you want to put it, are things I also see others making. And yeah, I'm like, okay, I see you. Stop, please. So one of the things is not taking the importance of visibility to the nth degree. Visibility is so important. and to get over your shit in worrying about being visible is also so important. So I'm kind of like merging two things together. So number one is visibility, and number two is getting over your head shit. Like, what is going on in your head? Why are you hiding? Why are you, you know, what's happening with fear? Like, why do you not want to post something? Why do you not want to show up on that platform? Why do you not want to post every day? Oh, I'll be bothering people. Like, stop. Please stop that. Like, stop it. And we're going to get more into that in a second. But the first thing, you know, with the visibility, oh my gosh, I have tried so many platforms. And what I've learned in that process, and I used to talk about that a lot on my Crush It in Sales podcast that I used to have for a couple years. I actually had it from like October 2019 to the fall of 2022. So it's 3 years, right? And I would talk about how, oh, I'm trying TikTok now, and oh, I'm trying Pinterest now, and all those things. And I feel and have learned it's super important to pick a few platforms and be completely committed to them. So I've always been on LinkedIn. I started on Instagram in 2019. So LinkedIn I was on from like when I was laid off in 2009, and then I didn't do anything with it. So then I got back up on 2019. So just for some clarity. And then Facebook. And in between all of those things, I then dabbled with TikTok and Twitter and Pinterest. And I didn't take YouTube seriously. So that was like on and off, but now I take it seriously. And I truly have found that I should have fully been all in on the platforms that I'm on now. And the advice out there that I hear is, you know, just pick one platform and do that till, you know, you achieve success. I think that's fine if you're someone who cannot handle being on multiple platforms. And there I would circle back to your human design. So if your human design profile, if your human design type is not a generator, I'm a generator, you may wish to just pick one platform to get started. So I can understand that, you know, you do you. But flip-flopping around and having so many platforms without having a team did not work. And I found I did Pinterest. I believe, you know, I took a Pinterest course, and I did Pinterest, really gave it a go for like 3 months. Okay, no. It needs to be years. It needs to be years. So in my head, because of what's promoted out there with marketing and FOMO marketing, I was like, oh my gosh, I'll be making money on Pinterest and I'll figure this out. And I made, oh my gosh, I made really nice pins. Like I really did. I quotes and pictures and a link, and I did all the things. Hashtags. I really studied that course and I really gave it a go solid for 3 months, but that was not long enough. And what ended up happening was at Christmas time, Pinterest, I guess, takes a dip. And so all the work I had put in, like in getting views and tracking my views and really looking at the analytics, like went to the shitter. And I was just so discouraged. I was like, oh my God, this is just too big of a hill. I cannot climb this hill. Like I don't have a team. This is just too much energy. I cannot do this, right? So I wish I would have been smart enough at the time, and no one talks about this. They only say, you know, pick one, you'll hear that, or you get sucked in someone's FOMO marketing. I wish I would have been like, okay, these are my, let's say, 2 to 3 platforms that I'm all in on, and I'm showing up every single day, and I'm going to stay focused, and I'm going to build connections on those platforms, we're going to talk about in a second. And I would have really stayed focused instead of also trying TikTok and also trying Twitter. And oh my gosh, there's probably other things. I mean, Threads came out, but I was smart enough by then to be like, no, no Threads. I mean, I'm on there, but it's nothing at all. So just that awareness. And then, you know, really, really doubling down. So the one thing that I have always been consistent with is podcasting. Always. So at least I did that. And then, you know, for the most part, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, but now it's like even more. So the second piece of this that I want to talk about in terms of visibility is I don't know what crack pipe I was smoking, but I honestly think I just was so delusional from the marketing that's out there in terms of being able to make money off a tiny audience. Like, I am so sick of that. I just got an email blast just today from an Instagram coach, and I actually bought like a couple of her smaller programs. I like her, but you know, she's using this FOMO marketing. She's like, I have a client who just made, you know, $100,000 off of 4,000 Instagram followers, but she doesn't say what the product is, right? She doesn't say what the product is. So if you're selling Instagram courses to the Instagram people, well, yeah, like, hi. Same with like LinkedIn. Like, any LinkedIn coach that brags about how much they're making when they're selling how to use LinkedIn on LinkedIn, like, yeah, hi, of course, that makes sense. So we have to stop thinking that that's going to be our journey, even if it's, you know, who knows if even true, but let's say it's true. Like, that may or may not be your journey. If you're not an Instagram coach and selling Instagram courses and you have only 4,000 followers and you're trying to sell something else, you cannot promise people that they are going to do that, that make that money. It is just not accurate. And actually, like, honestly, I feel like it should be illegal. So, like, use your brain. If you are someone out there that sees this marketing, like, do the research and be like, what is this coach selling and on what platform? And then what are they promising and how big is their audience and what was their journey? And honestly, even on Instagram, like, your audience could not even be the right audience for what you're selling. Like, honestly, I have a private Facebook group that honestly I would have started and really stuck with. So that's another lesson. But now I just feel like it's so late for Facebook groups. But I do have one. It's called Beyond Basic. And I did a poll just a couple weeks ago. I resurrected the group and I did a poll to see who's in the group. Is it people that have jobs? Is it entrepreneurs? Is it coaches? The majority of my people in the group have a job. Have a job. Okay, I love them. Like, don't get me wrong. It's nothing personal. But that's not my audience. That's not my audience. Unless they're looking to quit their job and become an entrepreneur or a coach. That's not my audience. I'm a business coach for entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, small business people. I'm not a business coach for a person who has a job. They likely never hire a business coach. They don't. Like, I'm from the corporate world. Like, I had a coach because I needed help with my team, and I had a speaking coach because I had to present to Les Wexner. Like, that's the coaches I had. I didn't have like a business coach because I worked for a company. So there's different types of coaches that will come in for a company, don't get me wrong, but not like me per se for what I do in my lane. So in my group, again, I love everyone. If someone's listening to this, it's nothing personal, but I want to say 50% were people that had a job. So I have the wrong audience. I may completely have the wrong audience on Instagram. And when you look at Instagram and you look at the insights and you go, okay, I just did this post and that's all the insights I have. That's all the views I have. Well, who even knows if they saw it? Who even knows if they read it? Who even knows if they'll remember it? Maybe they kind of glanced at it. Like, you don't know. So really going bigger and harder on visibility is like crucial. And I see people, I'll meet like a coach and they're lovely and I'm sure they're extremely talented, and I'll pull up their Instagram and they have like 700 people and they hardly post, and their posts aren't really anything but like a testimonial here and there, a pretty picture. It's not scroll stopping worthy. It's just like, it's nice. It's nice. Like, it's nice. And I may like it because I like them and I want to support them and I like them and I believe in them. But honestly, like, people, like, it is a fucking bloody ocean out there. I am not kidding. It is a bloody ocean. It is guerrilla marketing 101 that you need. You need guerrilla marketing, guerrilla and vanilla, I'm putting together, right? So guerrilla marketing 101 that you need. So pick a couple platforms, 2 to 3, and do it every single day, and then connect with people every single day. So that's been a huge miss. I thought that people would magically appear in my connections. They'd see my content. They'd want to be my friend. Like, what delusional planet was I on? Like, seriously, what delusional planet was I on? That is the slowest road. You have to be the one. Connect. If you have time to leave messages, that's great. I would definitely try to follow up. Like, do the best you can, but increase your connections, increase your friends, however you want to put it, because honestly, the algorithm only sends your post, from what I've heard, to like 8% of your followers or connections. So what does that mean? And honestly, I think it's less on Instagram. I think Instagram's like pathetic. And Instagram like picks and chooses posts, like in videos. It's just so crazy. When I look at my insights, I'm like, how did that get like that? And that has like 10, like it's bananas. So you have to increase your connections on Facebook and LinkedIn, especially. So if it's sending out to 10%, you just have more people in the cooker. Like, you just have more people, more eyeballs, more people. More people. Like, that's the biggest algorithm play that you can possibly do. All this other stuff, I don't really know if I believe it. I don't know if I really believe in this whole, you know, commenting thing. I don't know. For me, it's more about the people I'm meeting with the commenting and building relationships with them, to be brutally honest, versus worrying about the algorithm. I think it's more about having more connections and showing up consistently to get the views so people take you seriously that you're on the platform. Like, I truly, like, that's what I believe. That's what I see to be true. And really forging relationships with the people that you're commenting on. So, oh gosh. So much. So I would definitely take a hard look. What platforms are you on? Are you being consistent every day? Are you connecting with people? This is like old fashioned social media, right? Let's be social. Like, hello, really, seriously. Are you connecting with people? Are you then sending them a message that's not trying to sell anything? You're just like, hey, I just wanted to connect with you. I love to see you in the post. I hate cheer you on. So like, make comments, you know, whatever, something like that. And just, you know, build a freaking relationship, build a relationship. So I think that's just super important. So that is that. And then number two, as I mentioned, was just getting over your shit, getting over your head shit, getting over the shit of why you're not doing that. Are you triggered? What's going on? Are you comparing yourself? Are you judging yourself? Are you judging your voice? Are you judging how you show up on camera? Like, if you're judging, just do better. Like, literally, do better. Just keep practicing. I could write books on this. I am certainly the person who started off like horribly. And I'm not perfect. Seriously, I'm not. So just keep going, but you have to get over your head shit. So that is number two. Like, that is huge. Huge. And then the third thing that I want to talk about in this podcast that I've kind of already mentioned a little bit is coaching regrets. And that is really having awareness around, you know, again, what are they selling and why? And are you buying from FOMO to buy into that, but they're selling the program for the platform you're on, right? So it is just rampant out there. It is rampant of the people. It's as simple as this, everyone. It is as simple as this. So wake up. If you're not on this page, please wake up. It is simple as someone saying, you're going to make $100,000 when you post a reel on Instagram, and they're selling the course on how to do that on Instagram. And then they're saying, oh my gosh, I made this much money yesterday selling this. Well, yes, because you sold the program for the thing. So seriously, stop. Seriously, stop. And if I were to go back, like, I was starting to like go down this path of like, I should probably just do a recap. It would be fascinating if I could remember everything. that since 2018, when I first started buying programs, and Grant Cardone's sales program was the first program I ever bought, and I've told this story before, so I'll tell it really quickly. It was New Year's Eve of 2017, and I just found Grant Cardone, and I wasn't a coach yet, and I was still in sales, and it was $1,000, and I was like, oh my gosh, $1,000, that's so expensive. Oh my God, $1,000. But I was like, you know what? I have money. I had a good year, a really good year. It's a tax write-off. It was New Year's Eve. I'm like, I'm going to buy this sales course. And so I bought, that was my first course I ever bought, was Grant Cardone's. And I spent my $1,000, and the course was not where I was. The course was for newbies. The course was for newbies. I was already a super successful sales rep. Everything he said in the course was newbie, 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 newbie. And I was like, oh, that was a mistake. That was my first of many coaching purchases mistakes. So after that, my second one was Gabby Bernstein. That was fine. Spirit Junkie, fine. That's just like, you know, Gabby Bernstein's amazing. So that was fine. I only ever bought one course from her, but I bought that course. And, and then I got sucked into all the Tony Robbins chaos with trading options and flipping houses. And that's the whole crazy thing I wrote a post about. But anyhow, but my point is like, really, I wish I would have had more discernment about buying online courses and used the money for more one-on-one mentoring and coaching. 100%, I would say this, 100%. And unfortunately, because I had some bad one-on-one coaching experiences, primarily with two marketing coaches, two different women, and they were not great experiences. One I was able to get out of, the other one I had to suck it up, but I learned a lot. And again, 3-5 in human design, I learned a lot. And I wish that I would have found a mentor that had a ton of experience. And I really do. I really do. And I would have not done a lot of online courses that I feel were quote unquote bad purchases, wrong purchases, mistakes, whatever. And, you know, you always learn from everything. So blah, blah, blah. Don't anyone judge me out there. I totally get that. I'm not stupid. But there's still things that I'm like, oh God, did I really need that course? I mean, really? That was like, I was way beyond that, way beyond that. I didn't need that. So now I have like such an astute awareness of this, and I'm really, really mindful. I also would have invested in more group programs. I really didn't do that at all, to be honest. And I think that was a huge miss. And the reason why I didn't do that was I didn't understand and I had a lot of head shit going on. So back to number two, lots of triggers, lots of judgment, lots of comparison, and really just not understanding how long things take. I should have been in more containers with other coaches and learn from them. I'm in one right now, and honestly, it's probably the best money I've ever spent on anything coaching related. I'll be 100% honest. We learn from each other. I even if I'm not saying anything, I'm listening, but I'm definitely showing up. The coach is Cassie Howard. It's amazing. So I really feel that has been just a great eye-opening experience to the power of being in a coaching community. Hence why I started Manifest Your Dreams. Hence why I'm starting Scale, which is the women's online business community. And Manifest Your Dreams is for spiritually based people, but it's very goal focused. So both work in conjunction, but they're still separate because the women's business community called Scale is really if you're a business owner or you're a coach or you're an entrepreneur, and the other one is a little more general, let's say, because it's goal, and your goal can be anything. Your goal can be, you know, just to feel better and work out every day. Like that can just be your goal. Like it doesn't matter what your goal is. It doesn't have to be about your job or business or career. So that's just super important. So I'm just staying like focused on sharing about my two groups. Again, Manifest Your Dreams and Scale. And Manifest Your Dreams is only $88 a month, and Scale is only $222 a month. And both have, if you pay 6 months paying full, you get 1 month free, and each one has its own bonus. So it's just an incredible deal. And again, if I could go back and do anything, I would have done less watching Facebook Lives, paying for Facebook Lives, paying for online courses that were $2,000. Like, those were the ones, except for Amanda Francis's Money Mentality Makeover, I would say all of the $2,000 online courses to me were not worth $2,000. No way. I can literally tell you that. Not worth it. Not worth it. Except for Amanda Francis. I just don't believe that. I really don't. I mean, I oh my gosh, this is gonna make me crazy right now, but anyhow, I'm moving forward. So I would highly, highly recommend to take a hard look at everything I just shared. I just shared a lot of information, and it may trigger some of you. And if it triggers you, it's only meant for you to look at this. It's really only meant for you to look at this. I want to help people move forward, not spend so much money on things, or spend it in the right way. Like, spend it in the right way. Find a one-on-one mentor, whether it's me or someone else. Join a group, whether it's my groups or someone else's, because those things will help you move the needle faster. They will. They will help you move the needle faster. Does that mean I don't like online courses? That is not true. That is 100% not true. I buy online courses here and there nowadays, but for the most part, I feel very complete. But does that mean I will never buy one again? No, that's not true either. So I'm just more discerning with my purchases versus jumping in on a FOMO type marketing thing. I've just been more discerning. So anyhow, that's what I've got for this one. All my links are going to be in the show notes, including that podcast I mentioned from Lucy Dutton that'll explain more about human design. My website is melindavanfleet.com. It is the home for everything. My two groups are on there. There's a freebie you can sign up and get on my mailing list. I mean, everything's on my website. I love my website. So check that out as well. You'll see all the different ways you can work with me. You'll see testimonials. All the things are on my website. That's my home base. So I am so grateful you joined me here today. And I apologize if this was a little longer, but I just had so much to say. And I have so much more to say that I'm sure I missed. So I have to go through my notes and listen. So until next week, I hope you have a good one. And I appreciate you being here. Bye for now.